You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best.
Mr. Collier, didn't you have a washing machine that talked on this program last week? Could I hear that machine again?
Well, sure. Here, I'll turn it on. Okay, listen. Does wins the wash day test. Does outdoes the rest. Does everything best.
You know, I thought that machine said does everything best.
Well, it's true. This new kind of soap does everything and does it best. That was proved in tests against 25 different wash day soaps. All were tested for the things you want most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, along with greatest safety for colors. Only Does came out ahead on the whole combination.
Well, that's a lot to expect from one soap.
Well, Does does it. Look, do you like your towels and linens dazzling white?
Oh, you bet.
Okay, you'll get whiter washes with Does than soap after soap. A whiteness that can't be beat. And listen, do you have grimy work clothes to wash?
Oh, they're a mean job.
Not with Does. In tests for getting tough dirt out easy, no soap scored higher than Does. It does away with hard scrubbing. Yet this new kind of soap is actually safer for the prettiest colors you wash. Leaves them brighter. I tell you, compared to Does, all 25 of those soaps fell down on one or more of these 3 points. Whiteness, suds for cleaning, or safety for colors. Does tested best on the whole combination.
Hmm. Well, let's hear that washing machine again.
Okay. Does outdoes the rest. Does everything best. Now Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. A leopard may not be able to change his spots, but with care he can sometimes be changed from a jungle beast to a peaceful one. When Molly sent Joe Ellis out of the house on a wild goose chase in search of a Greensville tailor named Jacob Goldberg, she had no idea what her next move would be. But Mike Hilton did, and by his actions during Joe's absence, Mike proved his own worth. Knowing what would be in store for Mary if Joe called the police in, Mike convinced her to leave Greensville until the money was found. And after much persuasion, Mary agreed to hide out in Lastonbury. Well, just as she was going out the back door, Joe stormed in through the front. Listen.
How much of this gag are you responsible for, Mike Hilton?
Joe, remember who you're talking to.
I'm trying awful hard to remember who I'm talking to. I'm trying to remember the old Mike Hilton before he fell for a dame and lost all the good sense he had. Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
And I'm trying to forget. That's the difference between us now, Joe.
Well, that puts a big chasm between us, don't it, Mike?
Yeah, it does.
So what do we do about it?
You're shooting off all the fireworks, Joe. What's your next move?
First, I'm finding out who tried to pull that gag. Who was it, you?
To pull that kind of a gag, anybody had to be slipping pretty bad, Joe. Send you to a wrong address just because there was a guy named Jacob Goldberg in this town? It didn't take you long to find out it was the wrong Goldberg, no, Joe? No. If I wanted to pull anything, I'd think of a better one than that.
Who did it? Mary?
Maybe. Poor kid was kind of desperate. She knew you made up your mind to take it to the cops. Been on this, and say, you couldn't blame her for being a little upset. She's young and seeing herself cooped up for a long stretch. You ought to know, Joe.
Cut it. Call her down.
Oh.
Mary.
I think she stepped out for a little while.
What do you mean? Where'd she go?
I don't know. I told her to take a train.
You what?
Take it easy, Joe.
You put her on a train, huh?
No, she put herself on the train.
And where's everybody else?
Who's everybody else?
You know who I'm talking about. Where is she?
Mrs. Goldberg?
Where is she?
Oh, she's in there crocheting a pair of socks.
Get her out.
Mrs. Goldberg! Mrs. Goldberg!
Open the door.
Hold your horses. Okay, Mrs. Goldberg. If it's not too much trouble, we'd like to see you a minute.
Not too much trouble.
Mrs. Goldberg!
Oh, you're kidding, Mike. Open the door.
Mrs. Goldberg!
Mrs. Goldberg!
Mrs. Goldberg!
Mrs. Goldberg!
Mrs. Goldberg!
Mrs. Goldberg! A complete surprise to you, huh, Mike? What'd you do, put the whole bunch of them on a train? A train to where? Where'd they go?
Pipe down, will you?
Where'd they go? Is that part of your good deed? I'll get Mary back and into the hands of the cops if it's the last thing I do. Now it's a matter of principle. I'm getting back at you, Mike. It would hurt to see the daughter of the woman you love decorating a cell, wouldn't it?
Wait a minute, Joe. Come to think it over, you did a bit of decorating yourself. Yeah, and how you did. Just think of the mess you'd have made for yourself if you went to the cops.
How do you figure that out?
They might look up your record, Joe.
What are you trying to do, Mike? Play both sides of the street at the same time?
You ought to thank this Mrs. Goldberg for keeping you from going to the police, Joe. Because if you had, with a record as long as your shirt tail, these local cops wouldn't be so keen on believing anything you told them.
Maybe yes and maybe no, Mike. But what's this great love for my future you've suddenly developed? It don't fit right on you, Mike.
Feels fine.
That's good. That's really good. Just keep feeling fine while you can, because you're heading for a mess yourself. Mary's flown the coop. You don't know about this Goldberg guy having the dough. You don't even know where he is or whether there is such a guy.
What are you driving at?
Just this, pal of mine. If you keep tripping me up, if you insist on losing the 25 grand, you'll sweat for it. Boy, you'll sweat for every cent. Now, what's this, another surprise package for me?
Come in! Oh, wait.
Mr. Goldberg.
Oh, boy.
Relax. It's Goldberg the tailor.
Good day, gentlemen. Good day.
For who?
What's that?
What can we do for you?
For me, you can do nothing. I thought maybe I could do something for you.
Oh, thanks.
This is not a big town, and strangers are always very noticeable.
Yeah, yeah. So what?
So nothing. I didn't come to fight. I came to help you.
You didn't happen to come across an odd Goldberg around town, maybe?
Goldberg?
Yeah.
What do you mean, odd?
A Goldberg you never saw before.
No. Only I got a nephew, Irving Goldberg, a cousin, Henry Goldberg, a brother, Harris Goldberg. He's got two sons also, Goldberg. Altogether, we're about 8 Goldbergs in Greensville. Not counting the women. My wife is Mrs. Goldberg.
Okay, okay.
If you gentlemen are remaining here in Greensville, I would like you to have my car.
Thanks.
Cleaning, pressing, and dyeing. Alterations also.
Well, I have a hole in one of my jackets.
In weaving holes, I specialize.
Uh-huh. Well, if you can have it back by tonight, I'll let you fix it for me.
One look and I'll let you know.
Well, come on.
I trouble you for a glass of water.
I'll get it. I'll get it.
Where's everybody? The only thing, Rosie, darling, is don't be nervous. Only don't be nervous. We had to come back because you couldn't leave Mike alone. And where would I go? Could I go to Lastonbury now, not knowing where Papa was? Only be quiet and let Mama talk. And don't be nervous. Only don't be nervous and be careful not to mention where Mary went, you hear?
I won't,
that's the
Mama.
Main thing. Where's everybody? Well, I'll take it.
You take the phone!
Hello?
Hello?
So you're back. Who's on the phone?
I don't know yet. Yes?
Oh, Mrs. Goldberg, I got your telegram.
Yes?
Listen, aren't you making a terrible mistake sending a girl like Mary here to Lansbury and opening your house to her?
No.
Who is it?
Thank you for calling.
What?
Who is it?
Thank you very much for calling. Goodbye.
Who was that?
It was Mr. Goldberg, the tailor.
Oh, yeah? Well, what do you know? What do you want?
Well, very non-consequential. He just wants to know if we had any work.
Hmm. Yeah. Good businessman, huh?
Yeah, evidently. Evidently a very good businessman. Mr. Ellis.
Just a minute. What else did the tailor want?
Well, he wanted to tell me that he does cleaning.
And pressing?
Cleaning and pressing, yes.
Did he say anything about alterations?
Alterations? Oh, you mean fixing? Oh, alterations. Well, what tailor don't do alterations? I had to tell her once to Mr. Snyder when we used to live in the Bronx, 1776. You know the kind of thing. A wonderful tailor, wonderful. I used to love to go into Mr. Snyder the tailor. Rosie, you remember how we used to go to Snyder the tailor? And we always used to laugh because he had stories and stories and stories to tell. Always Mrs. Goldberg when he used to fix my skirt. Mrs. Goldberg turn, Mrs. Goldberg turn, and always Mrs. Goldberg turn. He was a wonderful tailor. He was a wonderful tailor. I suppose he also does.
What else did Mr. Goldberg say?
What else would he have to say to me?
I don't know. I'm just asking you.
Oh, well, nothing. He was very pleasant.
Did he ask you why you sent me to see him?
No.
He didn't?
No.
Well, that's very funny. Very funny. I thought I made quite an impression on him.
Well,
he asked about you, too.
Yes?
Yeah. He wanted to know who the lady was who called him up and asked him to call back. It was you, wasn't it, who asked him to call back? It wasn't Mary, was it?
It was me, Miss Ellis, yes.
That's what I thought.
Come on in! Come on in! I want you to meet an old friend of ours.
How do you do?
This is Mr. Goldberg, the tailor, Mrs. Goldberg.
Huh?
Pleased to meet you.
Likewise.
Well, Joe has again caught Molly red-handed in an attempt to outsmart him. And like most underworld characters, Joe knows only one way to meet the challenge of a quick mind. Violence. You know, very often good things come in pairs. Take the news about Dove. I mean those tests against 25 different wash day soaps that prove Dove does everything best in your wash. Everything and does it best.
I'd like the details on that. I wash stacks of dishes.
Okay, just tell this to your dishpan. Out of all these 25 soaps, only Dove gives you this combination. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Faster suds for cutting grease. Greater kindness to your hands.
Does all that?
Absolutely. None of those soaps could match all does for dishes. Compared with soap after soap, does gives more suds faster. Suds that last, so there's no need to keep adding soap. And does gets going on tough grease quicker, too, so there's no hard scouring. Yet just think, this new kind of soap leaves your hands beautifully smooth. It's really kinder to them.
Say, guess I'd better start dozing my dishes.
You couldn't do better. Because in the dishpan, too, does everything best. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. Mike gets news from Lastonbury, and even Joe Ellis hesitates breaking it to Molly. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything best. Don't stop saving used kitchen fat. We still need it desperately. So until Tokyo surrenders, make fat fight on.